You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with John van der Velde, who is the principal of the Entertainment and Media Finance Group Incorporated, also known as Team. He has over 25 years of experience within the entertainment industry. John, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for letting us on today.
Well, you're more than welcome. So first of all, tell me, what excites you about the finance and entertainment industry to make you stay within it for over 20 years?
I always say if you can't have fun in the entertainment business, then you're not going to have fun anywhere. You know, you get to be associated with a product that your friends and family watch and can enjoy and talk about at the water cooler the next day. You get to work with a group of people, creative people, whose perspectives are so different from those of us with a financial background. So for a financial person, it's sort of like being a chaperone at a great frat party, because you've got a job to do, but you know you're going to have a lot of fun as well.
Well said. Now, what led you to form Team, and what are your objectives set for the company and its operations?
Well, Eric, we've got three partners, Jackie Kelly, Michael Hirsch, and myself. We're all experienced producers, mainly television. Jackie's done some film as well. But we're also, you know, at least we have financial discipline. We've worked with banks. We've done a lot of borrowing. We've done the corporate finance. So we enjoy those two things, finance and production, and we've built some relationships over the years with, you know, broadcasters, government agencies, the production community. So we saw an opportunity to combine our special skills of production and finance to serve businesses that maybe don't have the bench strength. They're too small, they don't have the money, whatever, to address critical financial concerns that would help them grow. There are a lot of lenders and financiers out there who haven't produced TV. So they'll give you the money maybe, but if something goes wrong, they won't know how to help you fix it. There's a lot of producers out there who know a bit about borrowing, a bit about finance, but they just don't have the background. So we're out there combining our skills to serve them. And whether we're, you know, doing M&A for an investor or business valuations or library valuations for an individual producer, or project financial structuring or co-production structuring with an international production company, we can speak each of our clients' respective languages. We also work on behalf of banks, lowering their lending risks by, like, monitoring production loans and facility loans. And we're also a lender, so banks sometimes won't lend to producers based on some, you know, checklist that the bank might have that the producer doesn't qualify for, but in several cases we've been able to make a deal happen for them. So it's really putting a financial spin on executive producer experience in the entertainment business.
Today we're joined by John van der Velde, who is the principal of the Entertainment and Media Finance Group, Inc., also known as Team, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. John, what has changed and improved over the years within the entertainment industry in relations to finance, co-productions, and financial options for producers in film and television?
Well, Eric, there's two ways to look at that. There's the administrative side to production companies, and then there's the bigger picture revenue side. On the administrative side, the issues still remain that have always been there. I think there's a real shortage. There always has been of financial expertise within entertainment companies. When you think about the entertainment business, you always think of the creative people, the the blockbuster movies, no, you don't think about the accountants and the financial people. So I don't think it draws, you know, it's just not drawing the young people in the way some other industries might. So there's still a shortage of financial people. A lot of companies, they don't have the money to build a good finance department. Forget corporate finance, even day-to-day. So they're lacking there. Or maybe they're just too small, or maybe it just doesn't matter. They've maybe been lucky getting a show on a network, a U.S. network, never had to really worry about any financial discipline. But now they find themselves scrambling, spreading shows over different networks, and then they find themselves short on the financial side. So that issue has remained. On the bigger picture side, there's just so many different avenues for revenue now. You know, we've got the internet, we've got digital, you've got pay-per-view, which is fantastic new ways to bring money in. Old ways, you know, VHS tapes, DVDs, they're going away. But the new ways, the digital ways of generating revenue, tend to be a little bit less favorable than the old ways. Television broadcast licenses in the old days used to be, you know, $300,000 to $700,000 an episode. Today, that's quite a high license fee for a Canadian show. In the U.S., you know, we're seeing license fees up to $3 million. But in the old days, they were that kind of number as well. So the TV side is you know, not growing and in fact, possibly shrinking in license fees. The digital side is slow to grow. It's going to get there, but your Netflix, Comcast, they're not up there yet, which means producers have to find multiple sources to finance their shows, which means you need a financial discipline. You need to plan out your shows more carefully, how you're going to pay for it, be more careful about greenlighting the shows. They need to be fully financed. You can't make shows on spec anymore. So really today, you know, planning and administration is as important as ever before, if not a little bit more important.
Lastly, any advice for producers and content developers for film and television and navigating the industry from a financial perspective?
Yeah, Eric, it's not enough for producers or content developers to be creative geniuses. It's critical that they can speak credibly and intelligently with banks, financiers, and government agencies. If they can't personally do that, they need to ensure that they employ a qualified financial staff. And if they don't employ them, they need to engage specialists where it's necessary. Just like you bring in lawyers, legal advice for specific contexts, you really need to do the same thing with financial and executive production specialists.
Certainly have appreciated your joining us here briefly. Could talk a lot more about this topic. If you would tell our listeners where they could get more information about Team Online and also to be in potential contact as well.
Okay. Our website is teamfinancegroup.com. So Team Finance Group's all one word. And, you know, our emails, addresses, everything's on there, and you know, we'd be happy to answer any questions that people have, that your listeners have, Eric. And we really appreciate the opportunity you've given us today to just talk a little bit about ourselves and the business.
We'll certainly hear the passion in your voice, and it has been our pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with John Vanderveld, who is the principal of the Entertainment and Media Finance Group, Inc., also known as Team. He has over 25 years of experience within the entertainment industry. And once again, the website of reference is teamfinancegroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.